Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Olin Soule. Our story this week is titled, Say to the Mountain, and was written for Heartbeat Theater by Milton Kahn. It's a moving story about the power of faith and how this power helped a little boy celebrate a birthday. Starring Olin Soule as Major Pritchard, here is Act One of Say to the Mountain.
Yes, come in.
Oh, good morning, Major Pritchard.
Well, Bill Sterling, what's my favorite reporter doing at Salvation Army headquarters?
Oh, just snooping around a bit. You busy?
Not too busy to talk to you. Haven't seen you for a few weeks, Bill. What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, what with the conventions and one thing and another, I've been keeping busy. I've been meaning to stop by, but somehow I can never find the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go things with the Army.
Oh, very well, thanks.
Hey, what's this I hear about your youth center basketball team?
You mean they're being named top team in the city?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Look here. Here's the trophy the kids won.
Hey, that's mighty handsome. Bet you're proud of them.
Yes, we certainly are, Bill. A year ago, most of these boys were being called juvenile delinquents. But when we talked them into starting a basketball team, well, I don't have to tell you what happened. The framed copy of the article you wrote is still right up there on the wall.
I'm glad somebody appreciates my writing.
I'm sure others appreciate it too, Bill. Well, now, what brings you here today?
Well, like I told you, I thought I'd stop by and see what's happening with the Salvation Army. Maybe pick up a human interest story for the paper. You got one for me?
Yes, Bill. I do have one for you.
Yeah? Well, I'm listening.
I don't suppose the name Tad Lester means anything to you.
Tad Lester?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't say that it does.
He's a 10-year-old boy. At least his 10th birthday will be in another 4 weeks.
Well, happy birthday to him.
I'm afraid it won't be, Bill.
Why not?
According to the doctors, Tad won't live that long.
What's wrong with him?
Leukemia.
Leukemia. Oh, poor kid. A friend of mine died of that while we were in college. There wasn't anything they could do to save him. Does this, what's this kid's name?
Lester, Tad Lester.
Does he know?
No, I don't think so. I was just going over to see him when you came in. Would you like to go with me?
Yeah, sure. Sounds like a good story for the column.
All right, let's go.
Too bad there isn't something we can do for the kid.
There is, Bill.
What?
We can pray for him. See. Yeah, this must be the house.
It's a nice looking little place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mrs. Lester?
Yes.
I'm Major Pritchard of the Salvation Army, and this is Mr. Sterling.
Well, how do you do?
Hello, Miss Lester.
Mr. Sterling's a reporter with the Advertiser.
Oh, well,
Mrs. Anderson, who's a member of our Women's Home League, told me about Tad, and we, came over to have a little talk with him. That is, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't exactly like the idea of Tad's illness being spread all over the newspapers.
Oh, now, don't worry, Miss Lester. The Advertiser doesn't go in for sensationalism. You see, we'd like to print Tad's story only as a human interest story, something that people would be interested in reading. However, if you'd rather we didn't print it...
Oh, it really doesn't matter. Nobody can help him now. So if you want to write about it, go ahead.
Thank you, Miss Lester.
Well, could we speak with Tad?
Oh, all right. But don't stay too long. He tires easily.
No, we'll just be a few minutes.
Come in.
Thank you.
He's in bed. This is his room over here.
Oh, Mrs. Lester, does he know about...
No. The doctor told him he has some kind of virus attack, and he'd have to stay in bed for a while. I'll look in and see if he's awake. Tad?
Hi, Mom. Come on in.
You feeling all right, son?
Sure, Mom. I feel fine. Did Dr. Edwards say I could get out of bed?
In a little while. Tad, these gentlemen came to see you. This is Major Pritchard from the Salvation Army, and this is Mr. Sterling. He's from the Advertiser.
Hi.
Hello, Ted.
Hi there, young fella. What's a guy like you doing in bed?
Oh, I don't know. Dr. Edwards says I got some kind of virus, but I feel okay. Honest, I do.
Oh, I'll bet you do. Well, you stay in bed a little longer, like the doc says. You'll be out playing baseball before you know it.
Well, you better let me out of bed soon. My birthday's in a couple of weeks, and Mom says I can have a catcher's mitt. It's not going to do me any good if I'm still in bed, is it?
It sure isn't. So you'll just have to get rid of your virus in a hurry.
Yeah. Is he really a major in the Army?
I'm a major in the Salvation Army, Tad.
Oh. Do you have soldiers in your Army like they do in the regular Army?
Yes, son, sure, we have soldiers. But we're soldiers of God, and we do His work.
I believe in God.
Of course you do, Tad. We all believe in Him.
Mom doesn't.
Tad! Can I offer you gentlemen something? A cup of coffee, perhaps?
No, thanks, Mrs. Lester.
Major Pritchard?
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Lester. I think I would like a cup of coffee if it isn't too much trouble.
No trouble at all. Hot water's already on the stove. I'll have it ready in just a minute.
Bill, yeah. Would you wait for me a minute in the other room? I'd like to talk Tad alone for a minute. Tad?
Hmm?
Why did you say your mother doesn't believe in God?
She just doesn't. She never wants to talk about him.
How about your father?
Well, he's dead.
Oh, sorry.
I don't remember very well. He died when I was just a little kid.
Tad, tell me something.
Hmm?
You told me that you believe in God. Do you believe he'll help you get better?
Well, sure he will. I remember one thing my father told me. He said that if you pray to God for something you want real bad, he'll give it to you.
That's right.
That's why I pray to God every night to be sure and let Dr. Edwards let me get out of bed for my birthday. And I'll bet he won't forget.
No, Tad, he won't forget.
I didn't tell Mom about praying. I mean, because, well, she wouldn't understand. Do you think you maybe could make her understand?
Well, I'll try, Tad. But now I'd better get out of here and let you rest.
I like to talk to you. Will you come and see me again?
Sure thing. Now, you be a good boy, won't you, and do what your mother and the doctor tell you.
I will.
That's good. Goodbye.
Bye.
Coffee's ready, Major.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Lester. Did Mr. Sterling leave?
Yes. He said he had to get back to the paper. Cream and sugar?
No, thanks. This is fine. Good. Just the way I like it. You can taste the coffee.
I'm glad you like it.
Why did Tad say you don't believe in God?
What has God ever done for me? It was on account of him I lost my husband.
Oh, I don't understand.
My husband was a religious man. He believed in God. And he was always telling Tad how he should believe, too, and how he should obey all the commandments. So what did this religious husband of mine do? Out of a clear blue sky, he tells me he's fallen in love with one of the women in the choir and wants to divorce me and marry her. For a while, I thought I could make him change his mind. You see, I had faith. I even got down on my knees and begged him not to leave. But my faith and my prayers and my begging didn't help. It left me anyhow. And with a 5-year-old child to take care of.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hasn't been easy raising Tad by myself.
Didn't his father help out at all?
He did. For about a year. Until he was killed in an auto accident. You see, Major Pritchard, first I lost my husband, and now I'm going to lose my son. And you want to know why I don't believe in God.
I wish there were some way you could have a little of your son's faith. He really believes he's going to get well.
What else can a 10-year-old believe? He doesn't even know what leukemia is. For a child to go on like this. A child is so good and trusting. It's more than I can take. It's wrong. It's terribly wrong.
You must try to understand, Mrs. Lester.
I understand only that Tad's going to die. What more is there to understand?
Someday you'll realize that there's a great deal more to understand. Goodbye, Mrs. Lester. Thank you for the coffee. Tell Tad I'll stop by and see him again soon. And in the meantime, have a little talk with him about faith and prayers. He may surprise you.
That's about time you showed up. We go to press in an hour. Did you get the pictures for the layout?
I would if I knew what pictures you're talking about.
What? Oh, Major Pritchard.
Hello, Bill.
I'm sorry. I was expecting somebody else.
Yes, evidently.
Oh, it's that copy boy we have. He's always late. Sit down.
Thanks.
I've been meaning to drop by the Salvation Army all week, but I've been up to here and work.
Well, I figured you might be. After that article you wrote on Tad Lester, it's a nice article.
Well, kid dying of leukemia, thing like that, always makes a good human interest story. So you liked it, huh?
Very much. So did a few hundred others.
What do you mean?
Well, don't you ever follow through on a story you write? Try to find out what kind of reaction it got?
Well, sure I do. But like I told you, I've been swamped all week. Matter of fact, with three conventions to cover, and that big fire down at the lumber yard, and the mayor cleaning house out at the city hall. You know, I forgot all about the Lester kid.
Well, maybe you did, but it looks like you're the only one.
What are you talking about?
Mrs. Lester called me a little while ago, and I tried to get in touch with you, but your line was busy. That's why I dropped by.
Why? What's happened? Did Tad die?
No. No, but that article you wrote on him evidently kicked up quite a bit of interest. All over the country.
What?
Two of the big television networks called Mrs. Lester for permission to do a broadcast right from Tad's room. Mike Woodford down at the radio station wants to tape an interview with Tad for his Listen America broadcast. And birthday presents for the boy are pouring in from all over.
Well, I
told Mrs. Lester I'd drop by and... I thought maybe you'd like to come along with me.
Yeah, I sure would. Listen, I didn't realize my story would snowball like this. Wait a minute, let me get somebody to take over my desk and we'll be on our way.
That's the way it's been all week, Major Pritchard. Presents have been coming for people I've never heard of, dozens of them. I hardly know what to do with them all.
Well, why not let Tad decide? After all, they are for him.
Well, how can I show him gifts like roller skates, a miniature automobile, even a bicycle?
Don't you mean you haven't even shown him all the presents that have been sent to him?
Well, would you, Mr. Sterling? A boy who has only a few weeks to live, perhaps only a few days? Well, every day he asks me how soon he can get out of bed. Would you torture him by showing him things that he's always wanted and things he'll never be able to use?
No, Miss Lester, I don't think I would.
I've just about reached the end of my rope. That's why I called you, Major. What am I going to do?
First, let's have a little talk with Tad. And then we'll decide what's to be done.
Well, all right. But it all seems so futile and hopeless.
Shall we go in, Mrs. Lester?
Hi!
Hi there, young fella. How's it going?
Well, what's going on here? Where did all these things come from?
They're birthday presents. Lots of people sent them to me. Did you see them all? They're games and toys, a real chemistry set, a space rocket that really takes off.
Well, what do you know now? And all just for you?
Yep. But there's one thing I just can't figure out.
What's that, Ted?
How did all these people know about my birthday?
Well, now, maybe you have some kind of friendly genie who flies around telling people... Don't forget Tad Lester's birthday.
Really? You're kidding me.
You think so, huh? Well, maybe it wasn't really a genie, but... Well, what difference does it make how they found out? You got the presents, didn't you?
Yeah, and they sure are swell. I'm going to play with all of them as soon as Dr. Edwards says I can get out of bed, huh, Mom?
Of course, Tad.
Boy, imagine me getting all these presents.
You've become an important young man, Tad.
Yeah. Gee... People sure can care when you're sick, don't they?
Sick?
Mrs. Lester.
Is that what you think, Tad? That they sent you presents because they thought you were sick? That isn't why they sent them.
Mom.
They sent them because you're going
Mrs. Lester.
Mom! What's the matter with her? Why'd she get mad at me? Why is she crying?
She's not mad at you, son. She's just upset because she's tired. Mr. Sterling and I are going out and talk to her, Tad. I'm sure she'll be all right in a few minutes.
You're sure she isn't mad at me for something?
Yes, I'm sure. Now, you just relax and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Bill.
Yeah.
Mrs. Lester.
I can't stand anymore, miss. I just can't.
Why? Because some wonderful people have shown their sympathy for Tad. That should prove one thing to you, Mrs. Lester. Everyone isn't like that ex-husband of yours who's made you so bitter.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something, Major Pritchard. The only thing it proves to me is that people are all a lot of sentimental fools who can be swayed by publicity.
Well, look, Mrs. Lester.
No, you look. Why wouldn't you let Tad die in peace? I wish I'd never let you in this house or let you write that story. I can't stand it, seeing all these gifts come in day after day for a child who can never enjoy them.
Well, people are only human, Mrs. Lester. If they wanted...
If they were human, they'd give their gifts to the living, not to the dead.
Mrs. Lester, will you listen to me for a minute?
No. When Tad was well and able to run about, he had nothing. No father, no home life, none of the things other boys his age had. And now that he's in a bed he'll never get out of, he's flooded with things sent by people who pity him because he's dying.
It's not pity, it's love.
Well, he doesn't need their love. He doesn't need their gifts. He doesn't need anything. Why don't you get out of here and leave him alone? Get out! Get out!
That was Act One of our play, Say to the Mountain, starring Olin Soleil as Major Pritchard. Ours has been called the Age of Scientific Miracles, an age where science has made vast strides in the understanding of man and his world. When a farmer plants his crop at a certain time of the year, he is aware of what is happening to the seed in the earth. When a doctor administers a drug, he knows specifically what parts of the body that drug will affect. A falling star becomes a meteorite, a comet, a large mass of gas moving at tremendous speed. But what is faith? What is the secret of its power? We don't know. We just know it works. If we have faith and belief in its powers, as does the Salvation Army, then we can literally move mountains. It's a power we all have if we remember to use it. Now, Act Two of Say to the Mountain, starring Olin Soleil.
No, Major Pritchard, there's no mistake. Tad Lester has all the symptoms of leukemia. I had two other doctors in consultation. They both agreed with me. The diagnosis is certain.
I see.
It's really too bad. Tad's such a good boy. I delivered him, you know.
From what Mrs. Lester's told me, take it things haven't been too easy for her.
No, they haven't. It was rough enough when Mr. Lester left them. When he was killed in that auto accident. Well, Mrs. Lester's become quite a bitter woman.
Yes, she has.
If only she had something to turn to.
I tried to talk to her, Doctor, but it was useless. She has no faith in anything.
Oh, and now with Tad... Well, frankly, Major, I'm worried about her. When Tad's gone, I...
Then there's nothing you can do to help him.
Medically, we've done everything possible. Nothing on earth can help him now.
Then we'll have to look somewhere else for help.
Somewhere?
It's in God's hands now. I hope I wasn't too long, Bill.
No, it's okay. Did you talk to him?
Yes.
What did he say?
He said there was no mistake in his diagnosis.
Poor kid.
So now all we can do is pray for him.
Pray? Tell me something, Major. How far can we go with this thing called faith?
Why, there's no limit to how far we can go, Bill. The Bible says all things are possible to him that believes. In the words of Matthew, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive.
Well, it's going to take a lot of praying to move this mountain into the sea.
Bill, how well do you know the people at the radio and television stations?
Pretty well. Why?
Do you think you could arrange for me to speak on a broadcast tonight?
Sure, I suppose so. But
what... Well, when you wrote your article about Tad Lester, the response was more than we expected.
I'll say it was.
Well, now I want to see if I can get an even greater response.
Well, okay, let's go.
And that's the picture on the national scene. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to deviate from our usual broadcast of local news to bring you a special appeal. I would like to introduce Major Pritchard, who heads the local corps of the Salvation Army. Major Pritchard?
Thank you. Friends, I'm here this evening to ask your help in saving a life. A few weeks ago, you may have heard or read about Tad Lester, a 10-year-old boy the doctors say is dying of leukemia and who may not live long enough to enjoy his birthday, only a few days away now. Your generous and unselfish donation of gifts was heartwarming. Now I ask you to give Tad one more gift, the greatest gift of all. I ask you to offer a prayer that he may live. Whatever your faith, whatever your church, Tad needs your prayers. Will you help save a child's life? God bless you. Yes, Commissioner, I understand. Tonight? Yes, I can leave tonight. I think there's a train around 10:30. It'll get me there first thing in the morning. All right, fine. I'll wait for the car at the station. Then I'll see you around. All right, Commissioner. Goodbye. Well, Mrs. Lester, what are you doing here?
I want to talk to you. That's why I'm here.
Is anything wrong? Is Tad all right?
Why did you do it? Why?
Do what?
That broadcast last night. Why did you do it? My phone's been ringing all day and the telegrams. What do you want from us? Why don't you leave us alone? Tad's going to die and birthday presents and telegrams and prayers aren't going to save him.
Mrs. Lester.
Don't you understand? I just want to be left alone with my son. I've taken the phone off the hook and I've burned the telegrams and I want an end to this whole thing right now.
You haven't told Tad about the telegrams?
No. And I have no intention of telling him.
You have no right to keep the news from him.
No right?
You must let him know that people are praying for him. Don't you understand? It'll help him in his own faith.
And what will his faith do? It'll build up false hopes in him and then he'll die. No, I can't do it. I can't endure this mockery. He's not your son, Major. You don't know how I feel. I'm his mother.
I wish he were my son. A boy with the faith and determination he has. How he ever learned those things with a father and mother like he has is beyond me.
His father and mother?
That's right, Mrs. Lester. His father and his mother. Simply because you lost faith in your husband, you've denied your son that same faith. The faith that he needs right now more than anything else. Now, if you'll excuse me, Mrs. Lester, I have to get ready to catch a train. Salvation Army, Major.
Major Pritchard?
Yes,
This is Bill Sterling.
Bill, what?
Where have you been? I've been trying to reach you for 2 days.
I was out of town. As a matter of fact, I just got in. What's the matter?
Haven't you heard?
Heard what?
About the Lester kid.
Tad, what about him?
Hold everything. Don't move. I'll be right over there to get you.
Bill, won't you please tell me what this is all about?
You'll find out soon enough. What's the matter with these jokers? Can't they drive any faster? You'd think they had all day.
Well, is Tad all right? Did something happen to him?
Something's happened all right. I tried to reach you all day yesterday. When I called the Salvation Army, they told me you were out of town and couldn't be reached.
Yes, that's right. I had to go up north on business, and while I was up there, there was a bad train wreck. Every available man was out there taking care of the injured, working the canteen truck. We didn't get back to headquarters for almost 24 hours. Then I grabbed a few hours' sleep and came back here. I was just coming in the door when you phoned. Bill, what is it? What's happened? Where are you taking me?
To Mrs. Lester, so you can see for yourself what's happened. Hello, Miss Lester.
Major Pritchard.
I finally reached him.
Mrs. Lester, will you please tell me what's happened?
Oh, Major Pritchard, I'm so glad you've come. I tried to reach you. I wanted to tell you.
It's all right, Mrs. Lester. Now, don't cry. If Tad's...
You don't understand. He's...
Hi, Major.
Tad.
Gee, I was afraid you weren't coming. I didn't think you'd be here for my birthday party.
Well, but what are you doing out of bed?
Dr. Edwards said I could get up. He says I don't have the virus anymore. It's all gone.
I don't understand. Mrs. Lester...
Tad's well. He's going to be all right.
That's why I tried to reach you, Major, to tell you. Looks like the doc was wrong.
Wrong? You mean Tad didn't have...
That's right, Major Pritchard. Tad's perfectly all right.
Well, I still don't understand, Dr. Edwards. The last time I spoke to you, you were definite in your diagnosis.
Yes, I was. I still am.
Well, then how in the world your first diagnosis...
My first diagnosis showed definite symptoms of the disease. Now, don't ask me what happened, Major. I'm just a doctor. I can't say whether the medicine we'd be giving Tad has anything to do with his recovery or not. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I'm not what you call a religious man, Major Pritchard. Not in the strictest sense of the word. But if you want my honest opinion as a layman and not as a doctor, I would say that all the prayers people have been saying for the boy had something to do with it.
I didn't understand, Major Pritchard. I didn't understand what the people wanted for my son. I thought they only felt pity for him because he was dying, that they prayed for him because they were sorry for him. When you told me in your office that my bitterness was denying Tad my faith and hope, I was angry and resentful. But now I know how right you were. I don't know what to say, except to tell you how ashamed I am and how grateful. Thank you, Major, for helping Tad and helping me.
Well, isn't that why we're here, Mrs. Lester? To help each other? We all have our faults. All the people who prayed for Tad and sent telegrams and birthday presents, they have their petty jealousies and complaints, perhaps even prejudices. But all that was forgotten when they heard about your son. Then only one thing mattered. They prayed for him. And they prayed that their prayers would be answered.
And they were.
Yes, Mrs. Lester.
Now, Major, I guess we all have a lot to learn about prayer. You can put me up in the front row.
Well, now, Bill, I knew sooner or later we'd be able to penetrate that thick skull of yours.
Mom?
Yes, dear?
Do people always pray when kids get sick?
I hope they do.
And did I get rid of the virus because they prayed?
Yes.
Then you know what?
What?
I want to invite them all to my birthday party.
Well, I don't know, Tad. There may be a few too many.
But I gotta thank them, don't I? You always tell me I gotta thank people when they give you something.
That's right.
Say, wait a minute. I got an idea. Son, do you want to thank all the people who helped you get well?
I sure do.
Well, then how would you like to go on a television show?
Huh? Me?
Sure. Then you can thank everybody all at once. How about it?
Oh, you bet. Hey, Mom, did you hear? I'm going to be on television. Is it all right, Dr. Edwards?
Sure, Tad. It's all right.
Oh, boy, wait till the kids hear about this. This is the best birthday present of all, isn't it, Mom?
Oh, yes, dear, the very best.
Well, it looks like I've got my work cut out for me. Oh, and what a story this is going to make for the paper. Hey, I ought to get a bonus for this story. Oh, yeah, there's something I almost forgot, Major.
Yes, Bill.
What was that thing you quoted me from the Bible about moving mountains? I'd like to use it in my write-up.
If you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believe it, you shall receive.
That was the final act of Say to the Mountain, starring Olin Soleil as Major Pritchard. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army, and is one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.